That brings us to today's No Sweat News, the bizarre stories of the day put together into one little break here so you can feel a lot better about yourself.
For sure.
There's no way you would do this. Well, speaking for myself at least. On Friday, we're giving away tickets to see the Shinedown Boys, Brett and Zach, do their acoustic thing at Starland Ballroom on January 26th.
How sweet is that?
Okay, so Dateline Buffalo, where we have set a new record.
New record.
Mm-hmm. You know, Buffalo Bills fans, they've endured a lot. I mean, the team went to four straight Super Bowls and didn't win a single one. I mean, that's enough to injure you emotionally for life.
I do remember that one field goal that just shanked when they played the Giants.
That was the beginning of it.
Yep.
And this season, of course, they need other things to do in the stands other than watch the games. All that being said, I'm not certain where this new tradition comes from, and I'm not sure setting a new record for it is worth it. But they have now set a new record for throwing marital aids on the field whenever the New England Patriots come to town. That's right. Fans are now throwing giant rubber phalluses onto the football field when Tom Brady is the visiting quarterback.
Wow.
And the new record for dildos on the field is now set at 3.
Just 3, though.
Mm-hmm. I like what it says. I mean, it's a pretty clear message.
Yeah.
But does your wife really want to part with the one thing that she can count on just so you can make a statement about Tom Brady and the Patriots?
Pretty much.
Wow. Let's not forget, the only bags you're allowed to bring into an NFL stadium are clear ones. So that boy is either on display or it's hidden somewhere else.
And say, how are they sneaking that thing in?
That's one of those if a tree falls in the forest questions that I'm not looking to answer right now.
Why is everybody walking like penguins around here?
So congratulations to the Buffalo Bills for their commentary on Tom Brady and setting the new record for dildos on the field.
I wonder if one ever hit him.
I don't even want to know. Now, Dateline Indiana for story number 2. There's a gentleman in Indiana who called the police to file a complaint about his crack dealer.
Oh!
His name is Ken Woods, and at the tender age of 62, he apparently hasn't figured out yet that crack is illegal.
62 doing crack.
He complained to the police that his dealer and the dealer's lady friend are threatening him because the dealer allowed him to buy crack cocaine on credit, and now that he's racked up a $400 crack cocaine bill, they are threatening him to pay.
Well, who better off than call the police on that?
Well, everybody needs the police sometime.
Right. Wow, That's just stupid of stupid.
And our third and final story, Dateline North Carolina. Listen, after last week, nobody should be taking any sort of suspicious package thing lightly.
Exactly.
So that's exactly what happened at the Duke Energy Building in Charlotte. It was evacuated the other morning after someone inside found a, quote, small manila envelope, handwritten, and addressed from out of state. And everyone said, oh, my God, let's clear the house.
Right.
They did. The entire block was cleared. The bomb squad came in. They opened the package very tenderly and found a Journey cassette inside.
Not even the CD, a cassette tape.
A cassette tape of Journey's greatest hits.
You could probably get some money on that on eBay or something.
Sounds like a suspicious package to me.
Definitely is.
Who the hell
would mail that?
Who's mailing a Journey tape around? That's today's No Sweat News. You got some Shinedown tickets coming your way on Friday's No Sweat News Quiz.